Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan testifies this morning before members of the Senate Banking Committee. Yesterday, he appeared before House lawmakers, where he answered tough questions about the rising federal deficit and the current state of the economy. Greenspan also said despite a string of 13 interest rate cuts, the Federal Open Market Committee is ready to reduce rates further if necessary. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Twice a year, the chairman of the Federal Reserve comes before members of Congress to present his report on the state of the economy. And while the economic signals have been mixed lately, Greenspan was largely upbeat in his latest appearance, saying some of the lowest interest rates in decades have helped prop up the consumer sector and have also had an effect on Wall Street.
Historically low mortgage interest rates have helped to propel a solid advance in the value of owner-occupied housing stock. And the lowered rate at which investors discount future business earnings has contributed to the substantial appreciation in broad equity price indexes this year, reversing a portion of their previous declines.
But in a sign the economy is becoming an increasingly divisive issue, some House lawmakers went on the offensive, questioning Chairman Greenspan about the latest White House estimate on the deficit, now pegged at over $450 billion, as well as recently enacted tax cuts. California Democrat Brad Sherman.
You were against deficits, but you weren't against tax cuts.
I'm in favor of economic growth, and I do believe that over the long run, certain types of tax cuts do enhance economic growth.
The Fed chairman acknowledged the Fed's previous estimate on growth for the current year has now been revised downwards, though it's still predicting the economy will grow by more than 4% next year. Greenspan also said despite taking a key bank lending rate to its lowest level in 45 years, those who believe the Fed can't lower interest rates further would, in his words, be mistaken. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.